Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Dr. John Wallace, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from St. Joe and Berrien Springs. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the community room at the Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet our teams. First up from St. Joe, what year are you, and more snow, less snow?
Well, I'm Isabel. I'm a sophomore this year, and I think there should be more snow for a snow day.
Near finals.
Yeah.
I'm Samantha. I'm a sophomore, and I think it's good the way it is.
I'm Justice. I'm a junior, and I think less snow is better.
Yeah. Pull that microphone a little closer, please, Justice.
I'm Prosper. I'm a sophomore, and I would definitely like some more snow.
And from Berrien Springs, Captain is Colton, and we'll start with Jake, though.
My name is Jacob. I'm a senior, and I think more snow would be preferable.
My name is Colton. I'm a senior, and I don't think that there should ever be snow, ever.
So you're going to go to college at, like, Arizona or something?
Colorado, actually.
Oh, they have more snow.
My name is Jennifer. I'm a senior, and I wouldn't mind more snow.
My name is Maggie. I'm a junior, and I'm good on the snow.
Basic simple rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. No consultation except during the halftime round. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Crowder is here to ask the questions. Is everybody ready, including you, Bill?
Yeah, and I vote for less snow.
Okay. Yeah, you got to clean the cars off every day.
For everyone that said more snow, I'll invite you back when we have to clean the lot.
All right, here we go.
All right, the first question for 5 points. In which region of the country can totem poles be found? The desert Southwest, the Great Lakes, the Northern Rockies, or the Great Plains?
Prosper.
The desert Southwest.
Incorrect.
And Colton.
Great Plains.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Northern Rockies. The next question for 10 points. A respected anthropologist named Ashley Montague said, next to the Bible, no work has been quite so influential in every aspect of human thought as this classic by a 19th century biologist. Name the book and the author.
Prosper.
Evolution by Charles Darwin.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs.
The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. The next question for 5 points. 12 is a prominent number in the Bible. Give the most important usages of the number 12 in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Oh, nobody goes to Sunday school. Prosper?
12 apostles? Is that?
And?
For?
New or old?
For the Old Testament. Oh, sorry.
You need both.
I misunderstood. Oh, okay.
So there's one. And the other testament, the 12 would be?
Do not have one for the other.
Berrien Springs?
12 apostles for the New Testament and 12 days and nights in the Old Testament.
Well, you got part of it right there,
Think
Colton.
About Moses.
The Old Testament would be the 12 tribes of Israel or the sons of Jacob, and of course the New Testament with the 12 apostles. Next question for 10 points. In the first decades of the U.S., oil industry, In the first decades of the U.S. oil industry, gasoline was believed to be a useless byproduct. What oil product used for lighting and fuel was then the chief...
Jacob.
Petroleum.
Incorrect. I'll finish the...
Whale fat.
Incorrect. The correct answer is kerosene. The next question for 5 points. plan submitted by Ben Franklin became the basis of this, the first U.S. Constitution. What was it called?
Sam.
The Articles of the Confederation?
Correct. Next question for 10 points. The word car is derived from what language of an ancient road-building people?
Maggie.
Latin.
Correct. Next question for 5 points. Oyster bed fishermen would sometimes tear starfish in two because they attacked the oysters. Why was this pointless?
Prosper.
Because, starfish are self-regenerating? Or regenerative?
We would accept that answer. The two halves would grow into two starfish. Oh, yes. The next question for 10 points. In which year, on December 25th, did George Washington cross the Delaware to launch an attack that defeated the Haitian soldiers in Trenton?
Prosper.
1775.
Incorrect.
Maggie.
1778.
Incorrect. It was 1776. Next question for 5 points. For what purpose do Scandinavians have eider duck farms?
Maggie.
To make blankets out of their feathers?
That is correct, to provide quilts, yes. The next question for 5 points. A sluice is an artificial passage for water that can be stopped or regulated. How do you spell sluice?
Prosper.
S-L-U-I-C-E.
Correct. The next question for 10 points. We'll need two answers on this one. All chainsaw engines are two-cycle or four-cycle and are air-cooled or water-cooled.
Prosper.
Air-cooled? Oh, and two-cycle.
Correct. Next question for 5 points. They began the school year with gas masks, class Boy Scouts, and protests. I'm referring to students in what Chinese special administrative region?
Jacob.
Hong Kong.
Correct. Next question for 15 points. The government of this country has announced an ambitious plan to fight climate change, setting a planting target of 440 million trees by the year 2040. Name this country already associated with the color green.
Jacob.
Brazil.
Incorrect.
Ireland.
Sam.
Ireland.
Correct. Next question for 10 points. Which country has started its controversial annual dolphin hunt in the coastal region town of Taiji?
Prosper.
Japan.
Correct. Next question for 10 points. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador vowed to tackle violence and corruption in what country?
Prosper.
Brazil.
Incorrect.
Bering Springs. Jacob.
Colombia.
Incorrect. It was Mexico. Next question for 5 points. NASA announced on June 7th that for the first time it is permitting private citizens to fly to what destination?
Prosper.
The International Space Station.
Correct. Next question for 5 points. Explosions crippled two ships of what kind in the Gulf of Oman on June the 13th in what the United States called unprovoked attacks by Iran?
Prosper.
Oil riggers?
I'm going to say no. Jacob.
Oil tankers?
Yeah.
Correct. The next question for 15 points. Joy Harjo is the first Native American to hold which post? The Library of Congress having named her America's new what?
Prosper.
Senator?
Incorrect.
Shamrocks. That's not the answer. Time. Last question.
The answer is Poet Laureate. The next last question for 10 points. At a historic hearing on June the 19th, Congress considered the subject of what for blacks? It was the first time Congress had considered a bill that would create a commission to come up with proposals to address the lingering repercussions of slavery and consider a national apology for the damage it had caused.
Maggie.
Reparations.
Correct.
That is the end of our first round in today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 62nd round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is the Bears 55, Shamrocks 40. Close game. Now on to the 62nd round. You have three categories to choose from. 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10-point questions as you can, each worth 10 points. If you get all 10, you get an extra bonus of 20 points. And you can consult, but only the captain can answer the question officially. At Berrien Springs, you get the first choice of one of these categories: Greece, the seasons, and journalism.
The seasons.
The seasons. And Bill, it's all up to you.
All right. In what season can the Karen... Boy. Ah, I guess I didn't
read
this
question. Okay, I'm stopping the 60 seconds. I'm sorry. Reset.
All right. I guess I didn't read all the questions. Okay, I'll start again. In what season can the carantines and the exanthophylls of leaves be most readily seen?
Fall.
Correct. With which wind does the prevailing wind direction reverse from season to season?
Jet stream.
Incorrect. Seen from Earth's northern hemisphere, the sun's apparent diameter is smallest in which season?
Winter. Pass.
What is the Spanish word for spring?
Spring. Primavera.
Correct. When the sun's rays are perpendicular to the Tropic of Capricorn, what season is it in the northern hemisphere?
Summer.
Incorrect. If Earth's axis were straight up and down instead of tilted, what would happen to the seasons?
They would go away. They would meld together.
Incorrect.
Time. That's 60 seconds. St. Joe, same questions coming back to you. The ones they didn't answer, that is.
Okay. Are you ready? With which wind does the prevailing wind direction reverse from season to season?
North.
South.
Incorrect. Seen from Earth's northern hemisphere, the sun's apparent diameter is smallest in which season?
Winter.
Incorrect. When the sun's rays are perpendicular to the Tropic of Capricorn, what season is it in the northern hemisphere?
Winter.
Correct. If the Earth's axis were straight up and down instead of tilted, what would happen to the seasons?
They would reverse.
Incorrect. What astronomical term literally means sun stop?
Pass.
In Earth's path around the sun, how many degrees separate each solstice from the equinoxes?
Pass.
The period from the last killing frost of spring until the first killing frost of autumn is called what?
The growing season?
That
correct.
Was the last question. So they had to be there. All right. Let's see. Prosper, you've got two topics left to pick from: journalism and Greece.
Not
fake news, it's journalism.
We'll take Greece.
Okay. What hill is found in the center of Athens?
Hill?
Correct.
Pass.
Okay. The largest island wholly integrated into the Greek government is?
Crete.
Correct. The Greek branch of Christianity is called?
Greco-Christianity.
Incorrect. The Greeks fought their War of Independence from 1821 to 1829 to gain their freedom from what empire?
Persian.
Incorrect. The basic monetary unit of Greece is?
The drachma.
Correct. A tight military formation of ancient Greece.
Phalanx.
Correct. Most famous Greek oracle.
The Oracle of Delphi.
Correct. Mathematician who invented the screw.
Pass.
Greek marketplace.
Agora.
Correct. The three basic Greek columns.
Okay, so answer that one.
Time was the question. Okay, yeah. You got them?
Yeah. No, I don't know all three.
Okay. You got a pass. Colton, you guys ready?
Give them any.
Yeah. Five correct, by the way, St. Joe. Nice job.
All right. I know.
So five questions left for you, Marion Spring.
All right. Going with the first one. The Greek branch of Christianity is called?
Greek Orthodox.
Correct. The Greeks fought their way, their War of Independence from 1821 to 1829.
Ottomans.
Correct. Mathematician who invented the screw.
We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is St. Joe 125, Berrien Springs 100. Time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. Bears get to go first. Prosper, what's happening in St. Joe?
At St. Joe, today we have the first showing of our school play. And we have boys basketball happening right now, as well as preparation for the orchestra and band concerts.
Excellent. And the play is?
Does
anybody remember?
Night Drive-In, something like that.
Night at the Drive-In.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colton, what's happening in Berrien Springs?
Over at Berrien Springs, the construction on the new football stadium is underway and looking good. Basketball is finishing up along with the other winter sports. We have a game on Friday against Comstock, boys and girls. Spring sports are beginning to begin, and we have a choir festival for high school and middle school coming up as well. We'd like to thank all of the sponsors.
Excellent. We have no substitutions for either team, so Bill, it's up to you with the next set of questions here to finish us off.
Okay, the first question for 10 points. In the motion picture industry, what word beginning with the letter T describes a 2-minute-long advertisement?
Jacob.
Trailer.
Correct. Next question for 5 points. One is barely larger than Earth's moon and has an atmosphere of mostly oxygen, sodium, and hydrogen, while the other is 95% of the Earth's diameter and has an atmosphere of 96.5% CO2. What two very dissimilar planets are similar in that they do not have moons?
Jennifer.
Mars and Venus?
Incorrect.
Prosper.
Uranus and Neptune?
Incorrect. I feel like that should have been a larger point question. Yeah. Mercury and Venus. Next question for 10 points. P.C. Wren wrote a best-selling novel about a character called Bojest, who was involved in what military group?
Maggie.
The Confederates?
Incorrect.
Prosper.
The Continental Army?
Incorrect. It was the French Foreign Legion. Next question for 10 points. Which nation occupies most of the territory once known as Flanders?
Maggie.
Belgium?
Correct. Next question is a math question. What is the sum of the distinct prime factors of 28?
Jennifer.
11?
Incorrect.
Prosper.
8?
Incorrect. It's 9. Next question for 10 points. He retired from baseball in 1988 after a playing and coaching career of 43 years. Name this American League MVP in 1951, 54, and 55, who also played in 14 World Series.
Jacob.
Mickey Mantle.
Incorrect.
St. Joe. Prosper.
Babe Ruth.
Incorrect. The great Yogi Berra. Next question is a math question for 10 points. The square of one's shoe size will vary directly as the cube of one's height. Find the shoe size for someone 5'2" tall if 8 is the shoe size for a person 5'9" tall.
Colton. Oh, no, sorry, Jacob.
7.
Correct. Next question for 10 points.
I like how he doesn't write anything down there.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Good. Yeah. Beeswax, lanolin, and dyes are the three primary ingredients in what type of cosmetic?
Maggie.
Chapstick.
Incorrect.
St. Joe. Sam.
Moisturizer.
Incorrect. You were close, but it's lipstick.
Oh.
Next question for 5 points. This nation's King John I was encouraged by his son to conquer a Muslim port across the Strait of Gibraltar, not far from this nation.
Prosper.
Spain.
Incorrect. I'll finish the question. What nation did this father of Henry the Navigator rule?
Maggie.
Spain.
Incorrect. It's Portugal.
He said Spain.
Oh.
Next question for 10 points. Name any three of the five jurisdictions that send non-voting representatives to the House.
Prosper.
Puerto Rico, Guantanamo, and Panama. Nah, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Bering Springs. Jacob.
Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., and Guam.
Correct. Next question for 10 points. Explain the meaning of the fraction 3/5 in relation to black history.
It is the number of votes a black person was given in the South during
Close.
Can I get a prompt?
He's got the answer except for the years.
It's the representative and it's a representation in Congress in the South.
That is correct. Yes.
3/5.
All right. Yeah. The next question for 5 points. Which term does a physicist use to describe the substance through which waves travel?
A medium.
Correct.
Justice. That was for 10?
That was for 5. Okay. The next question for 5 points. What animal did Lord Byron call the firmest friend, the first to welcome, foremost to defend?
Jacob.
Sorry, I hit it again.
Dog.
Correct. Next question for 20 points.
Ooh.
What is the term for the interval between any two oscillations whose frequency...
Just. Period.
Incorrect. Whose frequencies are in the ratio of 2:1.
Jennifer.
A cycle?
Incorrect. It's octave. The next question for 15 points. Consider Africa, colonized centuries ago by the most advanced civilizations of Europe, and yet most of its people are still subsistence farmers in remote villages. Why?
Jacob.
The tribal nature of the people.
Incorrect.
And Joe, prosper.
Lack of education. Provided education. Provided education.
All right. Incorrect. The colonizers never intended to modernize Africa, only to exploit its resources. The next question is a math question for 20 points. Differentiate y equals the third root of x.
Prosper. X equals y cubed.
Incorrect.
Jacob.
1/3 x to the -2/3.
Correct. The next question for 15 points. In the basic programming language, identify the statement that directs program control to a subroutine elsewhere in the program.
Jacob.
Right.
Incorrect.
St. Joe. Prosper.
If.
Incorrect. It's go sub for the subroutine. The next question for 20 points. This is a four-part question requiring answers of male or female. Which sex lives longer on average?
There are four
well,
parts.
Well, there's four parts.
Oh. Well,
okay, that's part one.
Hold that off.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll repeat that again. Which sex lives longer on the average? Do girls or boys achieve puberty earlier? Are men or women more resistant to emotional stress? Which sex in general does better on intelligence tests?
Jacob.
Female, 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 male.
Incorrect.
Female, 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 female.
Correct. Imagine. All female. The next question for 15 points. Promethium belongs to a group of 14 chemical elements called what?
Maggie, that was the last question.
Lanthanides?
That is correct.
Wow.
Boy, that was 15 points?
15 points.
That does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners. They're all winners, and thank our sponsors. And it's the Shamrocks with a 180-160 come from behind win over the Bears. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us on Academic Challenge with WSJM. Broadcast to you. There's some edits for you here, Falcon. Broadcast to you from the community room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Come to SignatureDealerGroup.com, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit HomeTheShamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at this same time as Decatur and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.